Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
My fellow Americans, I want to talk to you today about our highest responsibility as citizens of this great country of ours, voting. Voting is part of our birthright as Americans, and the only duty greater than becoming president of this land is to vote for the president of this land. So today, Soundcheck's Staff of Patriots begins a new campaign. It is time, my fellow Americans, to take back our country from the politicians, to nominate and elect a musician to the White House. Let's make the Commander-in-Chief our musician-in-chief as well. Joe Levy, editor of Billboard and a man of unquestioned citizenship, joins us every Tuesday. Joe, who's your nominee for this most sacred task?
This most sacred task, as far as I'm concerned, will fall to the one and the only Keith Richards.
Keith, what?
Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute. Constitution says the president has to be a natural-born citizen. I'm reading it. A natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution. Are you saying that Keith Richards was around at the time our Constitution was adopted?
That's an interesting way of looking at it, and quite possibly the man has beaten death for a long, long time. Therein is my point here. Keith is the master at being things he should not technically be, like alive. And therefore, I think if he cannot technically be president, he doesn't care. I don't care. I don't think the listeners care. Let's make him our musician in chief.
What do you have in the way of campaign material to sway us to your opinion?
Well, it's more a question of what he has in materials that can sway our opinions or our minds. And I think we all know there's a storehouse of smokables that we could all enjoy. Now, what is my point here? That a Keith Richards administration will protect our personal liberties because he has certainly seen his infringed upon, and he will brook that for no citizen under his rule. That he will end the war on drugs, a huge waste of time, a huge waste of money. He will bring home the troops and the drugs. and that on the serious, he will make Mick Jagger his Secretary of Treasury, and this will fix our economy. Because let's think it over for just a second. We're talking about Mick Jagger. We're talking about the Rolling Stones. These are the people who, for better or basically for worse, revolutionized the touring industry, jacking up their ticket prices to unfathomable levels, and people happily pay hundreds of dollars to see them play 50 years on. Now, if they can do that, they can raise taxes. They can get people to stand in line to pay the government more. And I'm going to go a step further. Often the Stones are credited with or disgraced with bringing corporate sponsorship to rock and roll tours. Right now, our country sponsors corporations. Look, I'm being completely serious here. I'm no longer kidding around. Let's reverse that polarity. Let's get corporations to sponsor this country in a literal sense. Jagger is going to sell the naming rights to every monument in Washington, D.C. Do you really care? Do you really think people care if they're looking at Abe Lincoln and it's not called the Lincoln Memorial, it's the Verizon Memorial? Because they don't care about going to the Staples Center to see a show. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm being part facetious and part real. We no longer really care about things like naming rights. And if we could reverse the flow and get corporations to, geez, just pay taxes, let alone actually sponsor the country, we could be on to something.
So you think by nominating Keith Richards, lead guitarist of the Bank of America Rolling Stones.
I don't think they're going to take that. No, but all right, maybe. Maybe, all right.
That this would be a great thing for our country.
I think if we can charge Bank of America for using the name America, then we've got something. And again, let me just say, Rolling Stones, 50 years on this year, Keith Richards has presided over this declining empire in these last 10, 20 years. He knows a thing about thing or two about empires in decline, which, let's face it, that's what we are at this point. If he can keep the Stones going, he can keep the country going.
Billboard editor Joe Levy has nominated Keith Richards for the role of musician in chief. Maybe the music will sway you to his opinion.
Did you ever wake up?
Richards, Mick Jagger, the rest of the Stones with the song Sway, and once again we are kicking off today on Soundcheck our campaign to elect a musician-in-chief, and our first nominee from Billboard editor Joe Levy is Keith Richards. You can find all the details on our campaign on our website, soundcheck.org. There are a couple of key questions, which you'll be able to see Joe's answers to for his candidate. Will there be a campaign slogan for Keith Richards?
I think Keith's campaign slogan will be exactly what he says on stage every night when he gets up to do his solo turn. If he's going to sing Happy or Before They Make Me Run, he says the same thing. He walks up to the mic, he looks out at the crowd, and he says, happy to be here. Actually, happy to be anywhere.
Happy from the Rolling Stones featuring Keith Richards, lead vocals, as he occasionally has done with the Stones over the years. Nominated.
Of course, a great cut from Exile on Main Street, mm-hmm. the record they made when they left England to avoid taxes. And here again is the point. They say the two things in life you can't beat are death and taxes. Keith has beaten them both. Has beaten them both.
I never thought of it that way.
This is
but
a strong, strong man. This is what this country needs. And again, to get just serious for a millisecond, this is a man who has schooled himself at great personal pain in the democratic verities that are buried inside the grooves of rock and roll. I mean, this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. American music is really what American principles are about. These are democratic impulses inside rock and roll, inside jazz, that have gone around the world. He has studied these. He is ready to take this message forward, a message which, sadly, is too often forgotten around this globe and in this country.
So one of the reasons that rock and roll was so
liberating,
avidly consumed in the Eastern Bloc, and mm-hmm. so feared by the governments there, was maybe there was some sense that there was something coded into this music.
There's an implicit message of liberation inside that groove, let alone if you get to the lyrics, which, I mean, Keith Richards, an adept student of Chuck Berry, the man who wrote Promised Land, which is a song about all America has to offer. I'm telling you, it's in there.
All right. So who would his running mate be? I mean, if Mick Jagger is going to be the Secretary of the Treasury,
right.
Who was his running mate going to be?
Ron Wood. Ron, did you say running buddy or running mate? I'm not sure those guys
is there
understand.
A difference?
I'm not sure they understand a difference.
Stones, once again, Keith Richards' vocal there, Before They Make Me Run. Joe Levy wants him to run for the office of musician-in-chief of this great land of ours. And again, The nominations for the post, arguably the most important in our land at this time, can be found on our website at soundcheck.org. Joe Levy is editor of Billboard, joins us every Tuesday on Soundcheck. So during the first 100 days in office, what would a President Keith Richards achieve?
More or less the same thing he achieved in the 100 days before he took office, which is just standing up. But reeling and rocking in both a figurative and literal sense.
Mm-hmm. So your contention is that he is still alive, that in fact he didn't die like 30 years ago, and that we're not watching his animated corpse.
No, not at all. And if anyone is going to fix health care for every American, it is a man who has had this many blood transfusions.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm kidding around, but a Keith Richards administration is going to protect its citizens. It's going to protect our personal liberties. It's going to protect our health care. It's going to protect what we call our health and happiness, mm-hmm. our pursuit of liberty, our rights to enjoyment as we see fit.
I mean, Joe, everything, you know, within the sort of kind of jokey context of our campaign here have been a number of kind of serious elements that mm-hmm. you've woven. Do you seriously think a musician would make a good president of the United States?
I think a musician would make a fun president of the United States. Do I think there's one who might make a good president? Yeah, I think there is. Although, in all seriousness, it might tend to be Wynton Marsalis rather than Keith or anyone else. Mm-hmm. Someone who actually looks at American music as an embodiment of American principles and who has carried that message forth. You know, when Louis Armstrong was ambassador jazz, right?
Yeah.
They are ambassador to the world, carrying our message forward. That's not bunk. That's not baloney. And there are guys who can do that in a serious way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should we make Keith Richards our president? As far as I'm concerned, yes. But then as far as I'm concerned, I built my entire life around this stuff to begin with. This may not be for everyone, but for me, that would be a good country to live in. That's the world I want to live in.
All right, check out all the details of our campaign for the role of musician-in-chief of the United States on our website at soundcheck.org. Joe Levy, before I let you go, speaking of elections, last week we got the names of the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2013. Who's on the list? What do you make of it? Who's missing? Who, you know, what leaps out at you?
Well, who's missing is a long, long list, longer than we have time to talk about. What happens here is you're eligible for nomination 25 years after you release your first record. So new nominees this year, NWA and Public Enemy. First year eligibility nominees. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I'd love to see them both get in. Formative groups for me, and I think for...
I have to say, I am seriously toying with the idea of Chuck D as my nominee for musician-in-chief Public Enemy.
A great nominee. I only wish I'd thought of it a few minutes ago when we were talking about musicians who actually could be president.
Yeah.
But certainly a possibility. NWA and Public Enemy, both on the nominees list for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, could split the hip-hop vote. We have returning nominees, people who have been nominated before and have not been elected, Chic, Donna Summer. Many people have pointed to their lack of election. It's a disrespect towards disco mm-hmm. from the electorate, and I would argue in the case of both of them that there's plenty of reason they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Chic in particular, a foundational band whose music did so much to establish the hip-hop that came afterwards. These are world-changing musics. It's part of what the Hall of Fame is about. Also, their heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. These are both female-led mm-hmm. hard rock bands. Hard rock has not had the easiest time. Heavy metal, as it's sometimes called in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has not had the easiest time in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rush is on the list, another divisive band. The supporters, the Rush supporters, cannot get over the fact that they were not in the Hall of Fame, that they weren't transported there by molecular transportational devices from the future the moment they became eligible. But again, fans get upset when their band isn't in. And a recurring discussion that I have had with people who are downright serious and angry, why are the Monkees not in the Hall of Fame? They are not on this nominations list, I will tell you.
Yeah.
Cheer up, Sleepy Gene.
Just last week in the Billboard offices, I got berated by columnist Ed Christman, who told me, the Monkees deserve to be in there. Got to get the Monkees in, because as many good hits as the Supremes didn't write their songs either. And the Monkees, they actually started. And I was like, this will never happen. We can talk about this for a long time, but.
Do you have a vote?
I do. I do have a vote. I have a voice in this process. And one of the interesting things about the Hall of Fame is that writers are involved, just as sports writers are involved in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But the metrics are different. When you're talking about a baseball player, you can look at stats and you can argue over those stats. And you cannot look in the same way at number one hits and gold records and say, look, that's what this whole game is about. They deserve to be in because they had 10 number ones and 33 gold records and a platinum plaque for every man, woman, and child in the world. You know, all of those numbers aren't necessarily going to get you elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, the full list of nominees for induction next year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is on our website at soundcheck.org. It includes the various groups that that Joe has mentioned, Chic and Donna Summer, Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk
is
there.
The list.
Absolutely. And with good reason, again, world-changing music.
World-changing.
Randy Newman is on the nominees list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to tell you, I was genuinely surprised. I thought, didn't we do that already? Isn't he in there already?
I was a little surprised to see his name on the list as well.
And yet there he is on the nominations list. He's been nominated before. He has not made it. It is a long, interesting, varied list. Mm-hmm. Artists from the 60s up to the 80s now.
And Randy Newman among them. We'll hear a little bit from him. Joe Levy joins us every Tuesday on Soundcheck, editor of Billboard. Joe, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Rolling down Imperial Highway. Big nasty red at my side. Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top. Crank up the beach, boys, baby.